You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this part of the HomePod series that I'm running, this is showing you how to use your touch display and gesture on your HomePod Mini. So as you know, with the HomePod Mini, there is a touch display towards the top of the ball. Now, this display has multiple gestures you can perform on it. But before we do this, we need to make sure VoiceOver is on. So you can turn on VoiceOver for the HomePod Mini. I thought that was really cute, and I thought it was awesome how Apple incorporated this VoiceOver feature to use with your HomePod Mini. Now, if you already set up and it's already hand over the VoiceOver, great. So you don't have to listen to this part. You can skip this section. However, if you didn't and you want to put VoiceOver on, I'm going to show you how to do this. You'll have to get your iPhone out and go to the Home app that you use to set up your HomePod Mini.
Home. Double tap to open.
And here's the Home app itself. I'm going to double tap this to open it up.
Home. Homes and Home Settings. Button.
Now, it depends what you name your HomePod Mini. In my case, I named it for the master bedroom because it's located in the master bedroom. I have a special podcast closet that I do just for my podcast. So it's in my master bedroom. And it's actually right next to me on my desk. Now, we're going to swipe to the right until you get to the HomePod Mini device that you named it to. So in this case, it's master bedroom. So we'll flick right until we get to that.
Master bedroom HomePod. Post button.
There it
Actions
is.
Available.
Now, once you find the device that we want to change, we're going to do something called long press. This is a single finger, double tap, and hold.
Oh my, Blue October. Oh my, single from Air Music.
So it tells me what the music is currently that I have on my HomePod Mini. So yes, I was just listening to Blue October, but that's not what we're here for. We're looking for the VoiceOver area. So what we're going to do is we're going to flick right until we get to the accessibility button. Now it's way down on the list, so you'll be flicking quite a bit until you find this option.
Accessibility button.
Here it is. Double tap this.
Vision heading.
Now this is going to look pretty familiar if you're familiar with the accessibility on your iPhone. Check this out. If you flick to the right.
VoiceOver on button.
Aha. So we have the same VoiceOver option. Now, in my case, it's already turned on. But for you, if it's turned off, just double tap this.
VoiceOver on. Double tap to toggle setting.
You can double tap to VoiceOver to be turned on. Now, if you would like to change some of the variations with the VoiceOver, you can do so. There's not much in here, but I'll show you a few.
Speaking rate heading 50% adjustable. Double tap timeout 0.25. Audio ducking on. Double tap to toggle setting.
So you have those few items of choice to change if you liked to put with that VoiceOver. Now that VoiceOver is turned on, once you turn this on, we'll automatically transfer magically over the air into the HomePod Mini, and it will turn on VoiceOver at this point. Now, of course, there's another option to turn on VoiceOver. Obviously, with our iPhone, if we initiate Siri, we can always be able to tell it to turn on VoiceOver. That's probably going to be the easiest option, but I wanted to offer both choices. So if you want to just simply turn it on, you just tell Siri, turn on VoiceOver. So in my case, it's already turned on. So let's go ahead and get to the HomePod Mini and say, hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver is already on.
In that case, it's already set on, but I just want to offer that because that might be the easier of the two option. Now let's get the HomePod Mini in front of us. So I have the HomePod Mini in front of me with the mouse tail towards the back, and I'm facing towards to the front of the HomePod Mini. This will make a difference on the gestures because different part of the display has different various controls. Right now, when you have the HomePod Mini by itself and it's not doing anything, you just have one control. And at the top, I'll tap it.
Play.
You hear the item that says play. I have a media that I've already had in here. If you want to begin to play, just do a one finger double tap and it'll begin the music itself. If I want to pause or stop it, you do a one finger double tap again. So let's do that example here. One finger double tap. And it starts playing my music. And if I do a one finger double tap again,
pause.
It pauses it. Now, when the music is actually playing, you will get two additional controls on the display. So essentially what happened is once the media starts to play, we have the play button in the top center. To the right of the pause button is the increase volume, and to the left side of the ball is the decrease volume. Let's try those out. One finger double tap starts the media. Let's tap the right side of the ball towards the top.
Increase volume.
There's the increase volume. On the left side,
decrease volume.
It's a decrease volume. Now, you have to have that set focus, so it has to be set to that before you can double tap to initiate that control. So let's go to the left side again.
Decrease volume.
Double tap that.
Decrease volume.
And that decreases the volume. Right side.
Increase volume.
Double tap. And it brings the volume back up to where you had it. So that's how you do pause, play, increase volume, and decrease volume. Double tap here. We're going to do a stop here. The next gesture, triple tap, does the next track. Quadruple tap takes you to the previous track. So let's try this.
Play.
Double tap. Let's see what the next song is. Triple tap. One, two, three. Begins the next song. Let's do the four tap. One, two, three, four. It'll begin that song. Do it a quick again. One, two, three, four. And then it gets to the previous track. Just like that. Simple as that. Let's go ahead and double tap to silence this. Now, we're going to begin introducing the Siri. Yes, I can say the magic word of Ahoy Siri for this example, so I don't invoke my little Siri ball here. I'm going to show you how you can invoke Siri directly on your HomePod Mini. Remember the one finger double tap to start to play? Well, if you do a one finger double tap and hold, that initiates Siri. So let's do a one finger double tap and hold. Hello.
Hi there. How can I help?
Nothing.
Okay.
That's how you initiate Siri. Now, I will show you after I display all the gestures here that you can turn on Siri voice, or I should say a Siri tone, to be with your Siri voice. It's really going to be a general preference of what you want. Essentially, do you want to get the Siri's attention quickly, or if you're not sure, because with low vision, if you initiate Siri with a low vision, you'll be able to see the glow towards the top of the ball. However, if you're in my case, like I'm blind, I'm not able to see it. But if I want a tone to associate that is hearing me, you can turn this option on. And again, I'll show this example towards the end of this podcast. I find it too that the Siri responds very quickly without the tone, because typically I will have to wait for the tone, then begin my command and stop. And I feel that it slows me down. I can just say it really quickly. I can just say, hey Siri, what time is it?
It's 7:39 p.m.
It's just so much quicker than having to wait. But I understand if you like the tone. So I just want to put that out there that you do have those choices. And before I forget, the increase volume and decrease volume, you can do a double tap and hold on those volume. So if you want to quickly decrease the volume, you just go to the left side of the ball, tap it, double tap, and hold, and that will decrease the volume all the way down. The right side is the same versa. So if you want to increase the volume quickly up to 100%, you just tap on the right side, double tap, and hold, and it'll increase the volume towards 100% very quickly. Now let's proceed on to some of the basic Siri command that I just taught you here with the touch gestures that is equivalent to what we just demonstrated to you. So if I wanted to restart the song to play, I just say, hey Siri, resume. And it begins right where you had it. You want to pause or stop? Hey Siri, stop. And you'll notice that I have audio decking on. So if you don't want audio decking on, you can turn that option off if that bothers you. Sometimes it allows me to be able to hear when I'm tapping or whatnot, but that is why you're hearing the inflection of the ducking going on and off. From here, we can also tell it to increase volume, decrease volume. in those words, in those commands. You can also be very specific. You can say increase volume to 80% or decrease volume down to 60%, whatever you want to say. Hey Siri, resume. Hey Siri, decrease volume. And then went down. Hey Siri, increase volume. And then went back up. Hey Siri, stop. And the other two commands that I mentioned was the next track and previous track that we did with the gestures. Hey Siri, resume. Hey Siri, next track. Hey Siri, previous track. And then we start all over again. One other command I'll do as a tip and a bonus for you. You can actually skip the song. Let's just say I want to fast forward this by 60 seconds. Hey Siri, skip to 60 seconds. So it automatically jumped 60 seconds ahead in the track. Pretty cool, huh? Hey Siri, stop. Now, before we leave here, I promise you one thing, and that was the indicator when you implement Siri on your HomePod Mini. Yes, you can have it chirp or an indicator that tells you audibly that it's at your attention. So let's get the Home app out again on your iPhone.
Home. Double tap to open.
And just do such as that. Just double tap.
Home. My home. Heading.
Now, as we did it in the earlier in this podcast, we're going to go down to the HomePod Mini that you have named yours. In case, again, mine is Master Bedroom.
Master Bedroom HomePod. Plus button.
And guess what? From here, we're going to do one finger, double tap, and hold for a long press.
The Puppet, Echo and the Bunnymen, Songs to Learn and Sing, from Aramute.
And there's the song that was on the HomePod Mini that we were just listening to. I'm going to use the headings. I'm going to go down to the Siri section.
Automations, Music and Podcasts, Siri, heading.
And it's the fourth one down.
Listen for haze, touch and hold for light when using Siri, sound when using Siri, off.
There it
double
is.
Tap to toggle setting.
Sound when using Siri. You want to tap that on.
On.
And now you'll have sound when you use Siri on your HomePod Mini. Let's do that as an example here, really quick here. Hey, Siri. Hello.
How can I help?
Nothing.
Okay, then.
And she heard there was a little ding that tells you that Siri is now listening. I'll leave that up to you if you like that option or not. That is going to do for this demonstration here and using the touch display and gestures with your HomePod Mini. My name is Thomas Donville. Also go by Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.